Governor Rick Scott decided the state should be involved in the death investigation.
I think it's very important that we do a thorough investigation, and I think it's also important that we review our hazing policies and make sure that, you know, if you think about it, when things like this happen, you've got to make sure in your organization, so I think in our universities in the case, that people feel comfortable coming forward.
Florida law defines hazing as any action or situation that recklessly or intentionally endangers the mental or physical health of a student. Hazing charges range from misdemeanor to third-degree felony. Tiffany Martin is a junior at FAMU. She started hearing the hazing rumor almost immediately after Robert Champion's death. Since then, 4 students have been expelled and all of the university's music groups have been suspended.
It's kind of like divided. You know, there's some people saying that justice needs to be served, and then there's others kind of like, you know, he knew what he was doing.
An attorney representing Champion's family has announced a lawsuit against the school. He said there's evidence that hazing contributed to the death, and it happened on FAMU's watch. Sean Bayern is an assistant professor at the Florida State University College of Law. He says even if Champion willingly participated in hazing, it doesn't mean others don't bear some responsibility for the tragic outcome.
And so I'd encourage people to move away from the notion that just because somebody's an adult or just because they have some responsibility for their actions doesn't mean that other people might also have done something wrong in a way that hurt them directly.
Governor Scott has asked University System Chancellor Frank Brogan to request that all university presidents reevaluate their hazing policies and procedures. Student Tiffany Martin doesn't think the Champion case will change behaviors or hurt any groups on campus.
I definitely think that it's still going to be, you know, people are still going to join, they're still going to want to do it.
A study by the National Collaborative for Hazing Research and Prevention found that more than half of college students involved in clubs, teams, and organizations have experienced hazing. The research suggests they would do it again. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.